Good morning. This past week's daf mem dalid, towards the end of the fourth parak in Maseches Nedarim. Okay, this daf over here, even though the number of lines in the Gemara are limited, but that just means that there's a lot of ran. There's a lot of the ran to discuss. So it doesn't necessarily mean that it's easier, right? The Yedei Dover tell us that actually the longer dafim are the easier ones than the shorter ones for that reason. Okay, so let's see we're going to start over here from Dafim Gimel and Beis, the Gemara, three lines from the bottom, last word on the line Tanya. Now we're just going to remind ourselves where we are. The Mishnah on Daf Mem Gimel spoke the following thing, that we have a mother and a mother. Person asked someone else that he can't have hanoah from him. Right, the mother is one who made the nether, and the mother is the one who the isan hanoah was placed upon. And the Mishnah discusses a situation where there comes to a point that the mother wants to be able to be to give something to the mother, but his nether stands in his way. So, how can he do that? So the Mishnah is mevuyeh that he could do it through a third party. If you had a third party there, so. Either through a chenvani, and the chenvani could give. Gemara is discussing, let's say food, and then the madr will pay him back. Okay, I'm just bringing us to where we are today. Just right now, just saying over just a part of the Mishnah that we want to discuss. The Mishnah goes a step further, and the Mishnah says that if you don't have a chenvani situation, but if you have another person with you, so we could make a double transaction, and that way the food won't be coming directly from the madir, namely, give it to the madir will give it to the third party, and then the third party will give it to the mother. The last part of the mission discusses if there's no one else there.
Does the third party have to be Kona? They have to make a Kenyan
and then they give it to them? Yeah. And the last part of the mission discusses if there's no one else there, so you don't have that option. So the Mishnah says that there is another option, that the madir could be mafkirit. By being mafkirit, it leaves his rishus; it's not his anymore. And now, when the mudr takes it, he's not taking it directly from the madir. It wasn't his anymore at that point of time. Now, Rabbi Yosi argues on that, and Rabbi Yosi says it's also to do that, and the Gemara.
The Tanakhama uses an interesting lashon. It says, "Harim have gone the chol mishi yachbos." You have to say that. You have to spell it out, because otherwise, it's a chashash that you're only making a hafkir just for him. You have to say that. It seems like.
Yeah. Okay.
So if somebody would be coming, that you didn't see somebody from afar, you see somebody coming and. They say, "Oh, it's on the rock. It's hefker. I'll take it. Somebody else." Another guy. Goes, no. I didn't make it hefker for you. I made it hefker just for this guy who's hungry, who's a mooter. That wouldn't work. It has to be hefker hakol.
So this is a very a little dako stick. It has to do with Rava's teretz in the Gemara. Right. So we're not going to go into that right now. But maybe we could discuss the fine points of this, okay? But in general, you have a point. But exactly, The exact fine points of this is something that we'll have to discuss. Okay, Booker, but we'll have to put it on hold for right now, if that's okay.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. I just wanted to point it out.
Yeah.
It's like it's an emphasis.
Mm-hmm.
Because yeah. It's supposed to say, I mean, we've gone. But it says three extra words.
Mm-hmm. Valid point. Okay. So the more discusses, why does Rabbi Yossi argue? Rabbi Yochanan is the first man, the Amalei Gemara, who tells us that in this Mishnah over here, Rabbi Yossi is revealing to us his shita in concerning Hefker, when something which is relevant, many other halachas, it's not a Nidorim-oriented shita, it happens to affect Nidorim, but this is a Gracie Shita concerning Hefker. That when someone is mafkir something, what is the exact status of the item at this point? Meaning to say is that the Tanakama Shita, Rabbanan, which would be the simple way of understanding what Hefker is relinquishing bailus. You relinquish your ownership. So the ownership of the original owner is not on the item anymore. It's ownerless. Ownerless. And that's what Hefker is. But Biyasi, on the other hand, holds that when someone's mafkir something, it doesn't become ownerless. What is accomplished with the Hefker is that anyone has the ability to make it his by making a kinyan on it. However, it's still remaining in the rishus of the original owner, and but he's getting it when someone is zeichem min hefker, according to Biyasi, he's actually getting it from the original owner, and it has ramifications in Nidarim that therefore were the madid to be mafkirid, and the mudr wants to be zeichem min hefker, and he wants to be nana from it, he would not be able to. That's Birchen is explaining. That's the Pshat in the Mishnah, because he's getting it straight from the matter himself. Right, so
is
that
there
would
enough
be,
communal to cover Nezikin? And according to Rabbi Yossi, it belongs to the original owner, and if the let's say it's an animal that he was mafker, the animal does hezek, he might be chayv to pay for the Nezikin. But according to the Chachamim, it doesn't belong to the Mishonah anymore. It's Hefker, it's ownerless, and if it does Hezek, then it's not, nothing to do with him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Is that an Afkamina?
Possibly.
But maybe if your Mafkir something has potentially damaged, that itself is a Shia or a recklessness to. You let I'm Mafkir this shard, let it go running loose, then maybe we can get you to that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's
go like that. I don't want you to shout it. I just want to
okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll have to hold it. We'll have to hold that till
Bob is counts. Is there potentially enough community? Just say yes or no. Is there potentially enough community government in Zigan?
Possibly.
Okay.
That was Rabbi Yochanan's teretz, and the Gemara has questions on that, which we're not going to review right now, but the Gemara has question, the answer to that question is a new Yusayid that the Gemara asks on that new Yusayid, and basically the Gemara therefore seems to ask a strong question on Rabbi Yochanan, and the Gemara continues on with a different explanation. That's how the Gemara reads. Elo Amar Rav, right? Rav has a new answer to that, and he says his answer that it's basically is really based on a gzeira. Now our Gemara, as the Ran explains, is going with Rabbi Yochanan's explanation. Right, that's how our Gemara is working.
Which is a chiddush because we seem to have had an upshot on Rabbi Yochanan.
Oh, very good. Right, that was the point that we were trying to bring out. Right. Okay, fine. We'll leave it at that. Okay?
Yeah.
Right? I don't want to go back into the Cheshbon Gemara over there. Okay, so those who want to discuss that point, we could also maybe at a later point we could discuss. Right now, we're just trying to bring everyone to our destination that we're trying to get to. Okay, so here we are. I'm going to bring a braisa.
We never mention Rabbi again to the end of the sugya. The whole thing is Rabbi Yochanan's explanation of Yossi.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Right, and based on that, you might want to also work out how Rava will learn this price. Okay, mm-hmm. But that's for advanced.
that was our discussion last week.
Okay, very good.
We started off.
Very good. Okay, we'll see, right? I mean, the Gemara itself has options over here. Right? Just have to work it out. Okay. Lomazen. Now this price might be a little confusing, but the key to things which seem a little bit hard is that if we take them slow and we try to clarify as much as we can at each step, then that's what helps us prevent confusion. Right? Confusion is when we don't have things clear, and then we continue on, and that creates a situation of confusion.
Okay, so let's see it, but there's a run on Memhei that says, "V'hach sugya kula l'may the salvedayt le'kar the time of Yosei." The whole sugya is all based according to Maida Salgadaita. The Salgadaita is a Havamina. Which means that this whole sugya is not Lamaskana. Like, he's still holding that Rabbi Yochanan was upshot. Is that, I mean, I only read it a little bit and somebody told me about it, but is that what the Rabbi is saying over there? The Kimitra came Lamaskana de la'el. Yasila, Kolhaksa, Adchia, La Kolhaksa. The whole sugi is pushed away. This whole sugi is based on Rabbi Yochanan's Havamina, which we don't go like it.
Mm-hmm.
The wide lines in Memhei Aleph, towards the bottom of a half sugi, like maybe like seven lines before the end of the parak.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Okay, that's actually this week's daf, which maybe I'm from those that didn't get there. So
that's this week's. That's Memhei, okay, no?
It's starting tomorrow. It's starting
what?
Today. Starting today.
This week going forward, this week that we're covering.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. Okay. Good. Okay. Thanks for telling us. Have that the run speaks out that clarity over there. Yeah. Okay, so let's see. Let's see if we can learn this braisa. Zokt gemor. Zokt the braisa tanya. Mafke sadehu. Someone is mafke his field. Kol shleish yom yochol la'achsaboy. Within the first 3 days, he could be chayz. If he decides that he wants to retract his hefker, the first 3 days he could do that. Kol shloisha yom yochol la'achzaboy, mikan ve'ilechen yochol la'achzaboy. After 3 days, he cannot be choizim. The Ran makes a point, and we'll appreciate this a little more when we see the sefer of the Braisa, but let's just make the point right now, is that in the reisha of the Braisa, his chazora is dependent on only one thing. A time element. That means that his chazara, he could be chayzer. That's what it says. Right? We'll see what that means. But saying that the chazara could be done within the first 3 days. After 3 days, he can't be chayzer. Right? That's what the braisa says. And there are no other conditions over here. We'll see in a minute what we're coming to point out. The Sefer of the Braisa says as follows: Omar Teisad Zum Mufkeres Tiyemelchod B'Shabbos Achas L'Chodeshelchol L'Shana Echad T'Shvo Achas. The Sefer of the Braisa talks about that if he made a hefker with a limitation in time, whether that limitation is he was mafki just for one day, 1 week, etc. So on that, the Braisa tells us that his chazor is dependent on something else. Now let's just hear that, this first point at the Braisa, the case that the Braisa talks about. This Braisa tells us that a person could make a time limit to his hefker. He could be mafkis something, and the hefker will last only according to the amount of time that he stipulated.
What happens after that time?
And after that time, it's back his. That's what this braisa would seem to be saying. Okay, that's the first point over here. Is that okay? Maybe we have, you know, to show him as far as what that means, whether it actually helps or not. But that the braisa would seem like it would help. It's not really our ASIC right over here right now. We are discussing about during that period of time that he was intending to be mafkirit, and the braisa says as follows. That his chazora is dependent on the following: that if no one was zeicha from this hefker, no one made it theirs as a result of the hefker, then he could be chayzer. Now, the Braisa talks about the those who are zeiche includes he himself, right? So the Braisa says as follows that if no one was zeiche, including himself, he could be chayzer. Mishe zocha ba ben hu ben ache en yochol lachzer boy. But if someone was zeiche in it, from that point that it was hefker, someone was zeiche in it, whether that person is someone else or he himself, he can't be chayzer. Now, the concept of chazorah, when one is chayzer, well, okay. So let's just bring it out like this. The Sefer says as follows that if he was zayicha in it, he can't be chayzer, right? And that's what the Sefer of the Braisa says, right? You know, whether if someone else was zayicha, he can be chayzer, and if he himself was zayicha in it, he also can't be chayzer. So what we would want to know over here is that, like, what's the difference whether he's chayzer or he's zeiche in it, right? You know, isn't that all the same? All the same thing. It's his. What does the braisa mean? The braisa is saying that if he was zeiche in it, he can't be chayzer. Well, why is it necessary to be chayzer? What is this? There's two points to the question. One point is as far as the mechanics are concerned, and the second question is in halacha. What's the difference? What's the even if there will be a mechanical difference, but what would be the nafkamina in that? The halacha nafkamina. Why might he be interested specifically in being chayzer as opposed to being zoyche in it back for himself? At the end of the day, it belongs to him.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Does chazar work? You can get to it later. Just
Okay. I mean, that's that is this discussion that we are about to touch on right now. I wasn't going to use those terms necessarily, but yeah.
Meisim would be the simple nafkamina.
Okay, right. So you just come to speak about that, but that needs to explain.
You didn't ask why he would want to be kona. You asked why he would want to be choser.
I was saying, well, what the nafkamina would be, right? What's the nafkamina in din, right? But we need first had to address the first question, because if the mechanics are all the same, then we're not going to get anywhere to the second question, right? So we have to first speak out the difference in the mechanics, and then we'll find where the nafkamina in din would be. Now, chazara, and we'll have to talk a little more about this. But the first step seems to be that ayidei chazara, it's going to create that there was no hefker.
Ever?
There was no hefker. Yeah. Yeah. Right? We'll might have to modify this, but yeah. Right? So chazorah, if he could be chazer, he's retracting his hefker, and therefore there was no hefker. However, if he's zoich in it, so the hefker was a hefker, and it becomes his from here on in. Therefore, the difference between these two things is that was there a point of time that it actually was Hefker? Granted that today it's all the same, he's the owner of it today, the nafkamina is that whether there was a point of time that it was Hefker. Now, what's the difference to us if there was a point of time it's Hefker? Today it's his. So that's where the nafkamina will be, that if there is a halacha that hefker is potter from Meiser, then it's relevant for us to know whether this field went through a period of time that it was hefker, it was ownerless. If that taka happened, then that's mafkia the chiyav trumas Meisers on this field. All matnas aniyim, right? Yeah, all matonis. Matzaniim, right, and Matzkun, yeah. So if he's zoich in it, so zoich in it means that the hefker, that there was a hefker, and novos that at that point when he's zoich in it, mekan l'avav, here on in, it's his. But there definitely was a point of time that was hefker, and if that's being that's so then it's potter from. We call it Potter from Meisters.
There's another nafkamina also. Mm-hmm. If somebody else was Zeicher, then in between when he originally was Mafkir and when he was Chayzer. So if he's Chayzer and it works for Mafreya, then if that was Hefker, the other person doesn't get it. But if he's Zeicher and it becomes Al-Abad, then the other person gets it.
But that's not true, right? That's not true. The Braisa definitely tells us that if someone is Zeicher in it, right, then I mean it's not really relevant. Someone's
in the ratio, you have 3 days to be chazer.
We're not in the ratio right now. We'll come back to that. But right now we're discussing the sefer, right? And the sefer tells us that his chazara is dependent on a zchir. So if someone is zarich in it, then his chazara, and that's why when you say it's retroactively. I don't think it's retroactive over here, right? Because the halacha is that if someone is zayichem, whether him or someone else, then he cannot be chayzer. His chazor does not help. That's what it says in the sefer of the Braisa. Only if no one was zayichem at this point, then the chazor helps. Now this will have to explain that if it seems to be that it's not retroactive. So then, even if he's chayzer, there should have been a point of time that it was hefker, And therefore, you know, you should, even on that side that he's chayzer, there should be a ptur of trumas and maestris.
There's another way to explain it. Yeah. Obviously, the you can say he has a window of opportunity to be chayzer, and once somebody else is zayche, he loses his chance to be chayzer. If he's chayzer, it works a lot for him. But once you lose your window, then you lost your window of opportunity, and the window is until somebody else is zayche in it.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's maybe a way to understand that. Okay, we'll see if we have to understand it like that.
I mean, if it was not like that, I mean, what's the pasuk is because you're putter from Meiser because the Levi also could have taken it. You only have to give Meiser and something that Levi couldn't take at all. So if there was any Shas Hefker and it didn't work for Mafreya Mamish, then wouldn't you say that during that time the Levi could have taken it and it should be putter from Meiser, even if he's Choser? No?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. That is the question. That is the question, right? What the reason why it's not so simple is because our discussion till now, Rabbi Yossi's chazara was never l'mafreya, never was needed to be l'mafreya. Rabbi Yossi's din of chazara in hefker. The more doesn't right. Doesn't seem like the Gemara is saying is being mechadish something new in how that works, the mafreya. So that's why before we have to say that, we would not be so quick to say that, even though that might help us over here. But we'll see in the Chesh Bna Gemara that this was never something that we were working with till now.
I mean, I don't think, did we say either way, do we give a svara either way with Rabbi Yossi before now?
No, because until now, Rabbi Yossi, we understand that the reason why you could be chayzer is because it's still in your rishos. Right? That's what it is. Right? So since it was yours the whole time.
So that's why you can.
Right. But so there's no reason to say, to make a mafrei out of that.
Right? Just saying, I'm taking it back. I was allowing you to take it, now I'm not allowing you to take it. There's no reason to ask it here.
Right.
That's what he's saying. Right. Pasha pshat, there's no mafreya.
Right. There's no reason to make a mafreya. Right? And in the sugi over here, right, we'll have to see. You know, is the Gemara being mechadish a new piece in the Rabbi Yossi, or we could somehow, right, use the Rabbi Yossi that we knew until now and still make this work. Okay?
If we let his name, if we end up saying that this Gemara isn't Lamaskana, then we could go back to the original understanding of Rabbi Yossi. Even if this Gemara would force you to change our thinking of Rabbi Yossi, but if we discuss that this sugya isn't Lamaskana, so then any chiddush that we've derived from the sugya might not be Lamaskana.
So without getting too nitty gritty, but you have to review that, see whether that is right, because you know the Maskoni is without Rabbi Yossi, and this is all within Rabbi Yossi. Okay, but without explaining what that line was exactly, you think about it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so what's the
one? Ask a yes or no question. I don't want to.
A yes or no question. Okay, that's.
Does the sugya we had beforehand, Adam Oseh Davar Shemeshuso, Afilu Gushayetze Meshuso, have anything to do with Hefker? Is it possible that it's Yetze Meshuso when it's Hefker? And the question is, can you deal with it when it's out of your Meshus? Does it have anything to do with that at all, or it's a totally no shaykes? Once you're mafkir, it's out of your rishus. At least according to Chacham of Yeshua. But can you have control over it or deal with it at all? Is there any connection at all? Just a yes or no? Possibly. Okay, go back to it. I don't want to take you off course. I want you to focus on what you're saying.
Let's get back where we are. Okay. So Nachmo, we were just discussing the Sefer of the Braisa. Sefer of the Braisa tells us that when the hefker that he makes is a hefker l'zman, then Chazora, the Braisa tells us that Chazora is dependent on a different factor other than the Reisha. And Chazora is dependent on whether someone was Zoicha in it or not. That's what the Braisa says. Which this idea, like the Gemara is going to tell us, is really not foreign to us, right? This really is Shitas Rabbi Yosi, right? Basically, Shitas Rabbi Yosi, that one could be chayzer on a hefker until someone else was zayich in it. Once someone else is zayich in it. So then he can't be chayzer anymore. What we were discussing was that, you know, if the issue was just someone else being zayich in it, so then you understand, and then that's really what until now what this discussion was. If someone else is zayich, so now it's his, and so you can't be chayzer. If you could. If you'd argue on a BAC, then even before someone else is zeicha in it, you can't be chayzer, and you know, therefore it's still available even after the chazora, which doesn't work for someone else to be zeicha in it. So the conditions of chazora over here, like the Gemara says, is really Rabbi Yosi's effort. What we were just discussing before was a new piece to this is that. The Braisa makes a difference in concerning him, right? Whether he's zayich in it or not. That's what we were just pointing out, and what we saw over there was that it would seem to be that if he's choizer, so then we're viewing this as if there was never a point of time that it was hefker, and it won't have the ptur that Hefker has on Maisers. However, if he is Zoich in it, so what he's doing is that the Hefker that he made was there, and from here on in, he's being Zoich in it. So therefore he has the Ptur of Hefker. Okay, that much is clear in the Cheshbon of the Gemara. The understanding, right, so we raised one point over there, and we want to just take a look at this a little more. Now like this, just as you mentioned, the Gemara tells us, we're going to start from the Sefer, that the Gemara right away says, Reish Rabbon and Sefer Rabbi Yosi. Right? The Stoma de Shas understands that there's something in the Reisha which indicates that the Reisha is going according to the Shittas Rabbonin. It's something there in the Reisha which can't fit with Rabbi Yosi. And on the other hand, in the Sefer, there's something there which is Shitas Rabbi Yosi, and not Rabbonim. And therefore, the Reish in the Sefer, you know, even though we usually don't like to do such a thing, but the Stoma de Shas HaKoponim understands that the Reish in the Sefer are really two different Tanoim. Now,
is that a question or a statement?
So, in the Ran doesn't seem to learn that the Gemara itself is asking that as a question. The Ran is mashma, maybe the other Amiroim are bothered by that, and that's why they try to make it come out according to one Tanan. But in the Pirush HaGemara, if I saw up correctly, it doesn't sound like the Ran is learning that the Gemara means to ask it as a kasha. Okay?
It seems like we've seen course of our learning, there are different levels of terutzim. There are better terutzim and worse terutzim. They had a problem with this brisa. There's a contradiction. And they gave an answer, but it's just not, but this is maybe not the best level of answer, saying that the Tana, you know, Rishis, Rabbanim, Sages, Rabbi Yossi, no? It's a teretz, it's just maybe not
the
best teretz.
There might be another point, which maybe we'll get to, maybe not, just something to think about, that maybe the subsequent terutzim in the Gemara, which could learn that it goes according to one Tana, is based on a certain premise that maybe the Summer Shas doesn't agree with. And that's why, you know, we'll have to be satisfied with this, right? Right, so there's something more than the fact that the sum of the shas, you know, is okay to make it into two. The problem is because they hold that there's really no etzah, right? And that's, you find in other places in shas like that the Gemara definitely does not want to do that initially. But if we're stuck, that's what we have to say. Okay. So now let's see.
According to what you said in the Sefer, if the person himself is zeichen, but it's going like Rabbi Yossi, so it always belongs to him. So how even when he was mafkir, it belongs to him. So how did it go out of his rishus to be part of Hamayis? So I don't understand.
Okay, very very good, very good. So you are
when he himself is kohen.
When he himself is zeichen.
So this is precisely what we are setting forth to explain, right? So you're just going one step ahead, but for those of us who are not so quick, we like to speak it out, you know, in piece by piece, step by step. Okay, yeah. So Nachamu, the Bryce over here, the Gemara tells us is Shitas Rabbi Yosi. Now our understanding of Shitas Rabbi Yosi was that when someone is mafkir something, it does not lose his ownership. He's still the owner of it. What he's doing is that he's relaxing his ownership, we'll call it, right? Maybe he is taking off a facet of his ownership which allows someone else to come in and to be zoyche in it. And when he's choyzer, he's basically taking back that facet. He's completing his ownership, which does not leave any more room for someone else to be zeicha in it. Now, if that's what's happening over there, I'm just getting to what you're asking. I'm just speaking out the question as follows. So if that's what it is, so how do we understand that, let's say he was not choyzer, right, the Bryce talks about, let's say he's zoyche in it. So what is this chi exactly? I mean, it was his anyways, till now, right? Granted that he relaxed this facet of his ownership. So let's say that his chi is to get back this facet. But doesn't that seem like there's two ways of doing the same thing? You be chayzer, which you'll get back that facet, or if you make a kinyan in it, and that's how you're going to get back that facet. But at the end of the day, even in the mechanics, right, it would seem to be that what's happening is that your ownership is being completed by one way or another. So again, what is the difference between the two? Whereas what we were saying before was that it seems to be that the difference over here is whether what you're doing is only mikan labo, but l'chor regardless it's mikan labo, right? You know, even when you're chayzer, you are completing your bialis, granted not through a kinyan, but what you're doing is that being that you own the whole thing the whole time, so that's why you don't need really to make a new kinyan. What you could do is that we call it relaxing of your bialis, you could just not continue it, and mimela your bialis will be completed because essentially you were an owner on the whole thing the whole time. It's like you're giving someone, let's say, a rishus, so you could take back the rishus.
So we see by hefker, you know, a standard case where someone else acquires it according to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yossi. It's still different than a matama, right? In other words, it's not considered, right? In other words, a matama taka, you would still be chayiv and meiser. But according to this mechanics here is that when a person is zocha, it's considered kilu like it's a new zechia, and especially according to like what you said is that there was a potential for the lady to have taken it, and so that's enough to be patered from meiser. So you could say the same svara here when a person acquires it himself. In other words, if he's just taking away.
So you're really right. I mean, what I'm asking over here really, Taka, you know, has to do with how you understand it when someone else is in it. Mm-hmm. So you're definitely right. Well, that's really what I'm getting at. We're trying to see if there's a way of understanding without a lemafreya. Right? Before we were discussing that a chazoro is lemafreya. If chazoro is lemafreya, so then there is a difference between the two things, because the zchi is definitely not lemafreya. Right? Now, why a chazoro should be lemafreya really needs explanation, right? Even though maybe in the cheshbon it would help us, but what? Why should it be lemafreya? Why taka should it be like that? So
can I just say something about what Shlomo just said?
Wow.
Shlomo is comparing matana to hefker, but there's a very big difference between matana and hefker.
One more thing, so before you ask on that, but let's just discuss that, and then we'll be able to deal with it. So that something like that was mentioned, which we never really highlighted it yet. So let's talk about that. Right? that much is Mivuyer was saying that if he is mafkir, even according to Biyasi, this status right now is the status of hefker, which will pater. In practically, that p'tur will stand if someone is zoyche in it, whether it's him or someone else. Right? That's what's mivuyer. Now, on that, one could ask that, well, according to Biyasi, if he never left his rishus, so why taka is it pater from Eishus? Rabbi Yossi's hefker doesn't become ownerless. Now, assuming, I'm just speaking through what you said, right? Assuming that hefker patters is because it's ownerless, if that would be what lies in the patur of hefker, so it never became ownerless. So why, according to Rabbi Yossi, why is Rabbi Yossi's hefker patter from Trumas and Maestros? So the answer to that is that what everyone is saying is that it would seem to be over here that the p'tur of Trumas Maestros doesn't require that it should be ownerless. What is the condition, and why is it that even without being ownerless, it's part from Trumas Maestros? So that's what we heard is as follows, that the source that hefker is part from Trumas Maestros. The pasuk indicates that the chiyuv of matanis that person has on is something that the pasuk says that you have to give to the levi ki ein lechelik v'nachal imoch, that the levi doesn't have, and that's why you're giving him. So the Gemara learns from over there that the chiyuv maestros is something that relates to you more so than the levi himself. But if you'd have some kind of produce which relates to the levi also, even if it's not hefker, then it could also be potter. meaning to say, right? Meaning to say that Rabbi Yossi's hefker true that it still remains in your ownership, but the Levi has rights and abilities to make it his by the nature of hefker. That's what the hefker is. So even according to Rabbi Yossi, the hefker doesn't take off your bialis, and at this point, maybe you're owner and he's not owner, but the mere fact that he has the ability to make it his, so he's equal to you in that facet. So that's therefore that you have the conditions to pater from Trumas and Maestris. Okay, that's point number one. So that explains why the hefker of Rabbi Yossi could pater. Right. Now what we see over here is that when he's chayzer, it's not going to be potter. Only if someone is zoicha from there, right, then you'll have the ptur. Right, so this is something which needs explanation. That's what we were discussing before. The Mafreya idea, right, was one way of understanding why it would be that if he's chayzer, there's no ptur. Were we to think without Olam Afreya, so it would be a little bit harder for us to explain how this works. But we just want to set up what it would mean, even if we don't fully understand how it works. But what that would mean is like this, is that idea hefker, we're saying that would be a different how we would view this, right? That the relevance of the hefker that you have now would be dependent on what the end of the story is, even if it's not l'mafrei. Right? This is a little chiddush to how this should work. Right? What we're trying to do is we're trying to explain it maybe without l'mafrei. And what we're saying is that the status of Rabbi Yossi's hefker concerning ptur, truma, and maestris is dependent on what the end of the day was. If there's a chazorah, then we don't view that as a hefker that could pater. If there is no chazorah and there's a schia, then that status is a status which could pater.
Why would that work that way? You're not explaining why. You're just saying,
just
that's the way it is. Like,
yes. No. All right. So I'm not really explaining. I'm just setting us up. How it would work. Now, why it works like that, that we still have to understand. I agree with you. Right. That still is not explained.
Right. I was saying. So even though it wasn't a Freya, and maybe it technically was available to the Levi, but nevertheless, that availability is not enough to pater it from Meiser. That's what you're saying. That's kind of where we're saying.
I'm saying that it's dependent, because if someone is zayich in it later, so that stage of availability to the Levi is going to pater, right? So we can't say that the availability to the Levi doesn't pater. What we're saying is that in the event that he himself was zayich in it, we view that differently. And as we see his relation to this tefua in a different way than were someone to make a zechia on it afterwards. That's what we're saying over here. Right? This is a little difficult idea. But rather than going to Mafreya, that means that what we're saying is that this situation over here is really pending. How do we view this over here? This matzav right now that the Levi could get it is really dependent on what happens at the end of the day. If there's a chazorah, so that chazorah tells us to view what happened over here is that we see that the Bailim has it's related to the Bailim more so than anyone else, and therefore it's not going to have the patur. If there's a schia on it, a new schia in it, so that the hefker remained as is, and therefore we'll view the hefker, the fact that anyone could have been zeichen, and that's what happened at the end of the day. Someone was zeichen in a hefker, so then the status of hefker will remain, and it'll have the patur.
I've heard the Rav say in a different shiloh.
Yeah.
So maybe this is where you're going, because I'm saying this in your own svaras.
Oh, yeah, okay.
that maybe what happens later sheds light on what the original hefker was. So meaning, if you see that somebody's zoche in it, so you see he really meant to be mafkarit in the first place. If he's chozer, maybe he really never meant to be mafkarit in the first place. I've heard
we still like that. See, now there's really we always talk about there's two levels. There's an intention issue, right? Which something could be, that's what sounds like the sword that you're working with, an intention. Something later on might shed light on an original intention, and once we clarify the intention, so then the dinim and the chaloisim will be chal according to what the intention was, and then we have something which are maybe more intrinsic, not so much the intention, but it's something which is intrinsically what it is, and that's really where I was heading over here more, that what happens later is really how intrinsically we view what this was. Now, it's something which is a little bit harder. I agree with you, it's not really so much explained, so much. Okay, so we'll leave it at that over here, and we're just saying this over here because it's not mevur really anywhere of a mafreya, a kaponim in the ran, you know, in the sugya. This is the mafreya idea. There's no reason why there should be a mafreya. So that's why we just want to passively entertain another possibility in that. You saw over there in your sources working with a retroactive idea.
So it's hard for me to tell. It's hard for me to tell what I saw and what I'm thinking.
Uh-huh.
I definitely understood it as retroactively. I don't know if that was just me understanding it that way, or if I read it that way.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you say, Michael? Did this?
I hear Mafreya. Saying it's almost like it's a string hanging in the air. You at the end, you either cut the string or you drop the string or something like that. And either way, it ends up in the same place, but you know what you did at the end maybe affects what was going on all along.
Mm-hmm. Right. That is the coin of Svora that we said. If there's a news here, then we could view that situation before as an equal stage, right? Because even you, when you were zeicher right now, you made a new zechir, right? Non related to what you had before. You did the same thing that anyone else did. But if what you did is a chazorah, which is something that is which only a bialim could do, right? So that's the reason why we view that. Therefore, that the whole time we see your bialim over here, right? So therefore, it's related to you specifically more than everyone else. And then this ein lechelik that Levi has an equal chelik in it, we don't see an equal chelik in it. Okay, this is a little fine point.
Where do you see that if he's chozer, that he's chayav maaser? Does it set up a perish, or you just...
Where do you see if he's chozer, Yeah, I mean that's the nafkamina in the sugya here.
The resh is where you see it clearly, right?
The resh is a whole different thing.
What?
The resh is different.
It's different, but we see that chazaro works to. We see that chazaro works to make him chayiv and meiser, right? Because the whole reason of the takana is to stop the cheaters from trying to get out of meiser.
Right.
I believe in the Ran discusses that. This is the Ran himself works that. Maybe we will have a chance to see some of the Ran inside. Right. Okay. So like this. So we set up the halachas that it's in the braisa. So we went a little further, maybe to discuss the mechanics, how it works. Why is it so? Okay, but that's a very little fine point. So let's back up again, to step one. Nochmo. So what does the braisa say? Right. The braisa in the sefer of the braisa is Zoftig Mor is really discussing Shita Rabbi Yosi, right? That our simple understanding of Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi Shita is that if someone makes a hefker, so he has the ability to be chayzer since he never left his rishus, but that's dependent on whether a schi was made. If a schi was made, so shine, that right now it's let's talk about someone else's is a yichin for a minute. So it belongs to that person. Sure, it belongs to that person. That he took it out of your shoes. So then now it doesn't. It's not shaykh chazar anymore. Right? It's not within your control at this point. That's what we had already in the beginning of the sugya. Now let's just speak this through. That in the event that he himself is zoich in it, so the reason why they wouldn't be able to make a chazorah, right, is not because it's out of his control, but on the contrary, that the reason why he can't make a chazorah is because whatever the chazorah might accomplish is already too late. He was zoich in it, so now he already has that piece of it that the chazora would have mechal klape, right? So just a little. If you need to explain why he can't be chazer, there's two different explanations why. If someone else is zoich in it, he can't be chazer because it's out of his control, and his chazora can only calls man that he's in control, that it's his. In the case where he himself is zayich in it, that's not going to be the reason. On the contrary, right? I mean, his bialis is not any less than it was before he was zayich in it, and he could have been chayzer. So the reason why over here he can't be chayzer is on the contrary, is because through his chia he made it. Just like when a person owns something, obviously you can't make any chazor. It's all yours. The idea of the chazor is that you're causing a completion of your bialis. But if that bialis was already completed through a different means, through zchiyah, then you can't make any chazar anymore. Right? So that's just speaking that through. And it's good, it's always important to speak, even though it would seem like it's simple, but what the explanation actually is something which is worthy of speaking through, right? And that's really where all the.
So why are you part of from Meiser? If you exactly it yourself.
Because, like as I've explained, the Avara, like you said before, if you're zoich in it, so then it's just like someone else who's zoich in it. That the stage of hefker exists in history. And as we're talking about, you can't be chosen now mikana lahabo because now it's yours. So there's two different points. If you want to talk about the stage in history where there was a point of hefker, then his zchia works like everyone else, right? That if there's a zchia in it, so the zchia is not gonna make us lose sight of the hefker that was. And that'll be the source of the ptur of trumas and maestras. However, if you want to talk about that, the issue that after I'm zeichen it, why can't I be chayzer now? Right? That what we're saying is that yeah, I can't be chayzer now because at this point it's already fully mine, so there's nothing to be chayzer anymore on. Chazor is completing that piece of vilus that was missing.
What I was asking, we said before that it's never left his rishus, according to Rabbi Yossi.
Right, so what are you asking?
So why is he part of Ramasa?
So
it was in his rishus when it was after, it was in his rishus when it's not in it.
One second. But do we understand that even before anyone is zayich in it, that status could pater? That's what we explained before. That the fact that the Levi is shoved, Levi could be zayich in it, that's a status of hefker,
right,
which could pater.
Right.
So that is, that was and still is. That status in history still agrees that happened. So if that's true, so that's why I'll have the ptur, even after he's zayich in it. Right? Because just like someone else doesn't deny, someone else's chiyah doesn't deny that point in history that there was a hefker, which could pater, so when he's zayich, he also doesn't deny or negate that point in history that you had the ptur of hefker.
Even though it belonged to him the whole time, but you're saying the fact that somebody else had the ability to be koined, or a lady could have been koined, that itself is sufficient to make it part of Hamas.
I mean, you have to say that also, because when someone else is zeich in it, it also always had an owner at every given point in time. So how do you understand that, right? So we're not really saying anything, nothing specific over here, right? Like I'm saying, ask the question there. Right, going to be, he was mafker, it's still his. Someone else was Efan Hefker, now it's his. So it was Reuven's, went to Shimon. Why is it Potter from Meisters? It was never ownerless. So the answer is that even in that state, that it was still in the Rishos of the Mafker, but that state in itself of Hefker, even though it's not ownerless, is a state which has the tour. So if that's so, therefore it's not relevant who exactly was zeich in it afterwards. Alright?
Okay. And you learned that Chazara doesn't mean Lamafreya at the moment.
We were trying to maintain that, right? But as for our discussion right now, we're not gonna, you know, you could understand it either way. Right now we're gonna just work with the Cheshbonis and the mechanics. You could do it what you're more comfortable with. Okay. Yeah. So what we just explained right now is that when the Mora says that this sefer is Rabbi Yossi, it's very simple. Why the Mora, according to the Rabbanon, right, according to the Rabbanon Shita, that hefker is Yosem and Shusa, then you can never make a chazor. Right. The concept of a chazor. How can you have a chazor? Right. That's on still until now. And that's what the Mora says. Right. This price says, you know, is Mamash talking to Rabbi Yossi, that a hefker, you can be chazor, you know, till someone's zayicha. That's Mamash Shita Rabbi Yossi, right? But I don't like that, right? So that's very, very straightforward. Now, this that the, let's go back to the Reish.
Sorry, yeah. You say in the Rabbanon you can't be chazor because it's out of his Rishus?
Yeah, you're just, yeah, okay. Right. Okay. Okay, so what we just did right now is that we started with the sefer of the Brayis, because that's more straightforward, right? More simple, and we understand very good why the Gemara understands that the sefer of the Brayis is Rabbi Yossi, because the sefer of the Brayis is Mamish talking sheet is Rabbi Yossi, that hefker, one could be chayzer till someone is zayich in it. Once someone is zayich in it, it leaves his rishos, and then he can't be chayzer. That's nothing new to us.
And one more time, what's the difference between zechiya and chazar?
The difference. I'm not going into. That's what we discussed in the fine points of the mechanics. But what we see in the sugya that the difference is that through chazoro we don't see the point of hefker anymore, right? Which is that status which could pattern.
And I did. with Chazara, but if you do Zechiyah, if the guy himself is Zechiyah, he's Pater Mitzvah.
Right.
Get that. But okay. I don't know if you explain the Svara.
Okay, well, that's what we discussed before. I don't want to bring that back again, right? That's what we have these two ideas, right? Either the Mafreya or this other explanation or this other partial explanation. Okay. Okay. Let's go to the Reish of the Braisa. Okay? Now the Reish of the Braisa is as follows. The Reish of the Braisa says that Chazoro is dependent on a time frame. Within 3 days he can be chozer, and after 3 days he can't be chozer. Now let's start from the part of it which is understandable, that if after 3 days the halacha is that he can't be chozer. And we're saying, you know, on all situations, in all conditions, that means that he was masked. No one was a chemed. Fine, at the point of 3 days, he can't be chayz anymore. Now, Zokta Gemara, that, I mean, this is not Rabbi Yossi, right? Because this is the reason why he can't be chayz has to do with what Hefka does. Now, according to Rabbi Yossi, Hefka is not Yatz Meshusay, and, you know, you could always be chayzer. So this price, which talks about that if there's a hefker, at any given point of time, you can't be chayzer, so this must be the Rabbanu. However, that leaves us open to explain the very first part of the price. So then what's the difference before 3 days? Before 3 days, then he could be chayzer. Right, why could he be chayzer according to Rabbanon? I mean, Hefka, it's all the same. It's Yatz Mishusa, you can't be chayzer. So now, this the Ram tells us that the Gemara itself discusses this. Gemara a little bit later discusses it. Zokta Ram, even though it would seem that the explanation that the Gemara gives later is first necessary in the how the Gemara later is going with the understanding according to Reish Lakish in the Gemara, as if we didn't need this explanation until this point. Zokta Ram, in truth, it's not like that. Right? This explanation of the Reisha that the Gemara says later really is necessary for at any given point of time in the Gemara. Namely, when the Gemara says two lines from the Banu, three lines from the Banu, I feel my mission nami. Even though the Gemara is going with a little different cheshbon, but the Gemara is asking basically, what's the difference between before 3 days and after 3 days? Right? I just jumped ahead a little bit. I'm getting over here with the Gemara. See, three lines in the bottom. This question of the Gemara basically is that what's the difference in the Reish and the Sefer? Right? If you understand the Sefer, so then the Reish should have the same din. However, you understand the Sefer of the Braisa. Right, so that's what the Ram tells us, that this question is not limited to that point of the Gemara. This question really is simply, what is the din of the Reish and Sefer? However you understand the Sefer, wherever that's based on, so then the Reish should also be. So at this point, we're understanding that the Sefer of the Braisa is simply the Shitas Rabbanon, that once you're mafkirit, you can't be chayzer. Right? That's what the idea of lach hagimel is. Once you're mafkirit, you're mishus, you can't be chayzer. And the question is, then what's the difference before? Why can't be chayzer? And I think Morris says, Omarab meharamoyim hamafkirin vahajin bahoin. The Morris introduces a new idea over here, and the Morris tells us as follows. that being mafkin one sada, why should one be doing that? The answer to that is because this is really a way of patri from trumas and maestros. Being that, as we mentioned before, that hefker is part from trumas and maestros, so there was a practice that was done by Ramoim in order to save themselves from giving the matonis from their field. They would be mafkirit and then be choizer and be zeiche in it. And since their field went through a period of hefker, it's potter. Now, the Ran explains that so these people who are mafkir with the intention to come back and be zeiche in it, and they're just being mafkir in order to be mafkir the trumas maases, this hefker is really not a hefker at all. Initially, this was not a hefker. So it never really happened on any level. On any level, whatever hefker means, hefker didn't happen.
Because they didn't want other people's mail to take it. They just wanted a trick to be potter from Meiser. They weren't really masking that other people could take it. If somebody else would try to take it, they would stop them.
Mm-hmm. Right. So what we have over here is a new halacha, a new reason for halacha, that the hefker is not chal in the first place. Until now, we're discussing Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbanan's hefker is chal. What is hefker? What are the ramifications of a hefker, right? And whether it could be chayzer. When we're dealing with the effects of how we view a ramai, then according to everyone, the hefker doesn't get off the ground at all. There is no hefker at all. It wasn't. Nothing changed at all. So therefore, what the Bryce means like this is that the concern of Ramos is only something which is relevant if the person comes back within the first 3 days. So that's why the halacha is that within the first 3 days, he could be chayzer. When we say chazor over here, according to this, it has a little different meaning than what chazor means in the other parts of the Braisa. What we mean, what the chazor we mean over here actually is that if he comes back to be zoiche in what he thinks he's doing, that he was mafker, now he's being zoiche min hefker, if he comes back within 3 days, we view him as a ramai, and if he's a ramai, so then his hefker was not chal in the first place. So the chazorah that we mean over here is actually that not only will it belong to him now from this point and on, but it was never was yotzei mishusay, and therefore in truth that there was never a hefker to pater from trumas ma'aser, which the Gemara will deal with that.
Is that the mafrei? You don't even have to come out to the mafrei.
It's not mafrei, right? This is in the first place. Someone who's being mafkir for the purpose of Trumas Maestras, right, that hefker is not a hefker in the first place.
And if somebody else is zeicher, it doesn't work for the other person because it never was really hefker.
Right. So that's why, right, very good. That's why, like this, in the Reish of the Brais, like the Ran speaks out that there are no other conditions, right? Toich Gimel is Yochel Lachzer. That means that no matter what happened, even if someone else was zeicher in it, now we know Rabbi Yosi's shita of hefker is that even going to Rabbi Yosi, but once someone else was zayich in it, then you can't be chayzer. So in the reisha over here, there has to be some new idea, because the reisha says that teich gimel, that you could be chayzer without any conditions. That means even if someone else was zayich in it, still you could be chayzer. So the reason for this is not based on just Rabbi Yosi's hefker. right? There's something which is more that's going on, and that's what the Gemara is saying. The pshat is because of the chash hamoyis over here. So the hefker wasn't chal in the first place. So therefore, there's no mokum for a person to be zayich in it, even if he's zayich before the person came back. Because by the fact that he came back toich gimel, that tells us that we see that we're dealing with our Rami, and we have to apply the takana of the dinim of Rami, which means that there's no hefker in the first place, and that's why, you know, if someone was zayich, it doesn't help. So that there was never a hefker. So therefore, as far as Trumas Mais, it doesn't pattern. By the same token, if there's no hefker, so even if someone was zayich in it, then it doesn't help his chiyah, because there was never a hefker.
How does the Rav understand why the Chachamim made this takana? In other words, one side could be that they didn't want a person to give a person a way out of giving the miser, right? And so therefore they were worried that the person's going to use this trick and therefore putter himself a miser, and the Chachamim didn't want to give it. Or the other side is to say that we're worried if he was trying to do it this way, his hefker was insincere, and therefore it wasn't a good hefker, and he's going to say he's pater from Meiser, but Meiser there's a nichshol that because he didn't have good intention, he wasn't, and the Chachamim wanted to prevent that from happening.
So let me just hear the point of view to Stadim is you want to know whether this, that it's not hefker, is based on a takana.
So it's definitely, well, based, no, it's definitely, it's definitely based on a takana, but it's a takana.
What is that? What do you need the takana for?
Right. In other words, maybe they're saying that if you were mafker it sincerely and got it back, so that's a good loophole, and they have no problem with you using that loophole. They're just worried that you're not going to really be mafker it, you know, and therefore you're going to end up being over, not doing meiser because you think it was hefker and it really wasn't. Or the other is saying that we don't want you to take advantage of such a loophole this way. You know, this way the Leviim aren't going to get their meiser. Those are the.
Uh huh. Mm hmm. Mm hmm. Let me just see. I got the feeling from the Ran that it was intrinsically not a hefker. When they're mafkid for haroma, it really does not have a proper hefker.
So that if we could verify that or whatever, if we verify that he would have done it sincerely, they wouldn't have made such a takana. Just that, right? So you're taking the tzad that there's nothing inherently wrong of taking a tax loophole. It's just that we're worried that he's not going to do it right.
So I'll tell you the truth, I wasn't really thinking along those lines. You know, what would be a chazal happens. See, that's you're entering this. You want to know a chazal not happy with someone taking advantage of a loophole. Now that I don't know. What I would have been mistopic is there an intrinsic problem over here? It's intrinsically not a hefker, or they're doing it because they don't want people to take advantage. Now, if I see in the Rambam that there's intrinsically a problem, doesn't necessarily mean to say that Chazar are okay with it, right? But the halacha over here is such because it's really not hefker, right? So I don't know if I would be medaic that, you know, otherwise Chazal are okay with that, right?
Okay.
Right? Right. So I don't know if that it could be that regardless, but it's not necessary to make a takana for that because it's really intrinsically didn't work. Okay, right?
According to the Rabbanan who hold that you can't be chozer because it's out of your rishus.
Right.
How is the Ramos going to work? Is he, meaning, Kor, he's coming and he's saying, and let's say even Bifnei Shlosha, you know, because Bifnei Shlosha, they were Misakin, and the Chora, that wasn't enough. They needed this additional Tikkana. So he says, my land is Hefker. But we think he doesn't really mean it. And he's going to do Ramos. So how's he going to do the Ramos? He's going to be Bifnei Shlosha, Mafkirit, and then he's going to be, immediately he's going to be Konet before anybody else can be Konet. And that's how the Ramos is going to work? Or even if somebody else is going to be Konet before, or that's really what he wants to do.
I think he's really trying to make it a hefker because he knows that it has to be hefker in order for his plan to work.
Right.
So his plan l'chari is that, you know, he'll be zeich min a hefker, right? So he'll make sure that he's the first one to get it back. That's what he's thinking about.
Good. So what's the Ramos?
The Ramos is because we know it's not a real hefker.
So what's going to happen? If somebody would come and be konet before him, now he's going to say, you know what, really, I never really meant to, I really just said it. I didn't really mean to be mafker in the first place. And even though he did it in front of three people, and he said it's hefker l'chol olam, he says, I didn't mean it. So it's really not a hefker, because he has to mean it. Even though he says the words and he says it in front of three people, because he didn't really mean it in his mind, it's not a real hefker. That's what
we're
saying.
Why isn't that Tarm Shabbalev?
Okay, this is what I'm asking. Well, how's this Ramos work? He got three people. He says this land is hefker. Why isn't it hefker?
One of those three people can grab and be kind of right away after he said the statement, and the other two can be aided.
Okay, good. So you're adding to my question, aren't you? Okay, good.
Now, if you're asking a question, this question is according to the way I'm going, right? That intrinsically it doesn't work. So on that you're asking, why taka does it not work? Now, it's not working because we decided that there's a Ramois over here. Now, what made us decide that? At what point did we decide that there was Ramois? So it would look like from the Braisa that what makes us decide there's Ramos is the fact that he's coming back to be Zeich in it. Right? And that's why, you know, if we see him showing up within 3 days, you know, we're convinced that it's Ramos. After 3 days, then it's not. Right? That's not how Rami works. He should have come back right away.
Now that knows that the 3 days is the cutoff, so he has to wait
until
the 3 days if he wants to be the rabbi.
Well, you're asking, how does the 3 days help? Let's come back to that, because we're dealing with a question here. You're asking, how does 3 days help? Fine. Okay, we'll talk about that.
Okay. So let's see. So it would seem like that what's telling us that there's a Ramai over here is the fact that he's coming back to get it, to come back to get it within 3 days. Now let's just hear how your question sounds based on that. And you're asking a question that we know as far as Dvorim Shebelev is concerned, that something which is apparent is not Dvorim Shebelev. As something which is clear to everyone, you know, what's in his heart. Believe of Lev Kolodom, that's not Dvorim Shebelev. Something which is not apparent, then we go with, you know, whatever we see. And, you know, it's not relevant to what he had in his mind, his intention.
So you've answered the Dvorim Shebelev question.
Okay,
fine. So you're coming back, so I'm just saying, then the pshat is that he's going to say, when we see that he's koned again, we say he didn't really mean, even though he said in front of three people, I'm mafkarit, we see that he didn't really mean it, and we don't say Dvarim Shabbalay because of what you're saying, that his maisim show that this is what, that he didn't
actions
mean in the first place.
Louder than words.
Right.
Okay, mm-hmm. Fine. And Taka Inachinami, if somebody comes and is koned before him, somebody jumps in before he can be koned, that's exactly what he's going to now claim. That's the Ramos. He's going to say, you know what? I never really meant it.
So this part of it,
he's going to take a baseball bat and chase the guy away before he has a chance.
Right. So this part of it, I didn't understand that necessarily. This was part of the picture of the Ramos. That. So you understand that this is part of Ramos, that if someone beats him to it, he's thinking that he's gonna come back and say, you know, I wasn't Mafka. Is that part of the
plan? I mean, if somebody beats him to it, and we say that the new guy gets it, then he obviously was Mafka. Forget about the before the Takana of 3 days. Forget about that. I'm not talking about the Takana.
Yeah.
He comes, he brings three people, he says, I'm after this land.
Right.
And now we say the fact that, you know, he buys it back, it shows he didn't really mean to. Okay, now somebody jumps in before him.
So let's see, so someone jumps in before him. Now
takes
let's
it.
Think a second. So what is he doing? Right? So he realizes, he sees someone running up ahead of him with his shovel, and so
right.
So what is he thinking? What is he going to do at this point? Right, as I was telling you, I didn't think this was necessarily part of his Ramos, that he's, you know, that he has the whole, you know, worked out. In case someone beats me to it, I'm going to turn around and I'm going to say that, you know, I really didn't mean it. I didn't think that was necessarily part of his plan. He was just planning on getting there beforehand. What would be that if he gets there and he sees someone is working on his field? Does he himself know that the halacha is on it's not a real hefker, so he could you know work with that to his advantage. I don't know. I'm saying I didn't think that was part of his plan.
Yeah, but I mean, if the guy can be kona, if somebody could jump in first and be kona, well, then it had to be a real hefker. So if it wasn't a real hefker, then the guy can't be kona somebody else's land.
Yes, I thought that the rami thinks that it's a real hefker, and he thinks he's doing a loophole. That's what he thinks he's doing.
Okay.
So in a chanami, he knows that there's a risk that he's taking in case someone beats into it, then he's in trouble, right? He knows that, okay. Right? And he agrees with that. But his plan is that no one's going to beat me to it. Now, in the event that someone does beat him to it, so maybe in a chanami, he lost out. Now he might find out.
This, the end of the big round. Like 3-4 lines up at the bottom of
Menkel Mobis. Yeah, okay, right.
It's the Farish.
The Ran talks about, but the Ran sounds like it's a little bit different with what the Ran is bavorning, right? The Ran sounds like as if like that there is no Ramai if someone else beats into it, right? Which, I don't know where the Ran is coming from over there.
He's also talking in the Takana there. He's talking in the Takana of Gamaliel.
Okay.
And he holds nobody in Kona in the first 3 days. He's dealing with a different issue there. This is not my question.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's what I would have thought. Unless you see something.
Think if somebody would jump in, it really takes his land. So then that really, really strengthened my question. Then it's really a good hefker.
No. This is all according to what he thinks. No. The Ramai over here.
He thinks
that he has the loophole to get around, and therefore he's instating loophole, and he knows that there's a risk in the loophole because he's talking about being mafkirit. That's what I thought.
But because he really intends to get it back, it really never was a hefker in the first place.
Right. Now, you want to know that, any person probably, practically speaking, that this Rami, even according to me, that he thinks he really was mafkid, when we let him know that it was never hefker, so then he'll say, okay, and get his field back. Right?
So maybe then you can say mimanavshek, meaning if we see that he's coned back in a couple of days, we see that really you were never mafkid in the first place. Because now your meisim show us that you really never had intention of mafkir. If another guy comes in and says it takes it, okay, we don't have your meisa. You didn't come in to be konit. We don't have your meisa to tell us that you weren't really mafkirit. You want to come and say, that was really what I intended to do. You didn't do it, so we don't see that you did it. So now we can say it was a real hefker.
Okay, so this is a little technical over here. See, what tells us that he's a Ramai and you have the intention is the fact that he's coming back to be Zoyche. I don't really think that we need that, he's digging. If he comes back with his shovel and he sees that someone's there before, for us that's enough, right? Because he sees that he's coming back, he's a Ramai. The fact that, someone else beat him to it and she tossed, so you're too late. That doesn't change our view as a Rama.
So you would give the field back to him at that point?
Yeah, that's what I would think.
Okay.
Right. We just need an indication that he was planning on coming back.
Okay.
So, whatever. Right. That's how I would have thought things over here are. Okay, let's just see if we could just pull things together over here. Yeah, okay, so what do we just say over here? That the ratio of this braisa is really has to do with a new facet of things. It has to do with a ramos that people would do in order to pattern themselves. That, okay, the way I'm talking, right, and we'll see maybe there's other ways of understanding, but the way I'm talking that what a Rama is doing is intrinsically not a hefker at all, right? And that's why the halacha is that in Shulat it was never a half kurs of shani. He was never mafkis. So really, he could get it back. Right? So the chazorah that the Brais is talking about over here, in the Reish of the Brais, is not the chazorah of Rabbi Yosi that he could be chazor on a hefker, on a valid hefker. Right? The chazorah in this Brais over here, what that means is that it's really retracting the hefker, and it's not really his retracting. It's what intrinsically happened, which means that there was never a hefker, and then therefore he has the right, even if someone was da'ich in it, but it's all irrelevant because the hefker was never a hefker. So it was his the whole time, and never there was never a hefker, and in truth it belongs to him. That's what that means.
I mean, that's really there's according to the Ran then. Explaining that's really the machlokus and between the Ran and the other Rishonim who say that if somebody was koneh it works in the 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
He says if somebody's koneh in the first 3 days it doesn't work.
Right.
Because he's saying it was never a hefker at all.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's an important point over it, that it could be a little confusing. That the same term chazoro, right, really has two different implications. In the ratio of this price, when we say Teich Gimel, he could be Chayzer, what that Chazor really is not the same Chazorah that we're discussing later. Right? Taking back your Hefker, which is really a Rabbi Yosi concept. Right? What this really means is that it was never a Hefker in the first place, and I don't really need your Chazorah. Right? It really means nothing ever happened, and therefore, you know, whoever was the owner still was, nothing changed. Right? Right? That's what that means.
Right.
Okay, so we'll have to be soivel that's the translation over here, and the word chazorah might have a different implication in different points in the Brais. Okay, is that how you understood it?
No. Okay. I understood it is that although the mechanics of the chazar, like why it's happening is different, mm-hmm. but that the chachamim implemented the same, to avoid this problem, the chachamim instituted the same concept of chazara. To prevent this problem from happening, whatever the problem was, again I have the chakir. Whatever the problem is, mm-hmm. but so the chachamim made a takama that an automatic chazara happens.
What's an automatic chazara mean?
In other words, unlike the second case where the person is I viewed it as all retroactive. So the second case, I view that the person retroactively brought it back to that the hefker never happened.
Okay.
So in the Reisha, it was the chachamim that made a takana that it would retroactively not happen.
If he's koneh again in 3 days?
If within 3 days he's either koneh or he changes his mind. But I view that the two things are the same. You know, how they came about are different.
Okay.
There might be a little bit of a difference in the different stages of the Gemara, but according to Shitas Rabbonon, definitely, that there is no concept of a chazora in a hefker, so the idea of this chazora is a different idea.
But the reason why, according to the Chachamim, there's no concept of a Chazara is because the person doesn't have the koach to do it when it's out of his rishos. But the Chachamim were able to be mesakeh in a Chazara that worked the same way as Reb Yosi had the person do. Right?
I wouldn't relate it to Rabbi Yosi. Maybe you want to have the Chazal are maybe in control, and Chazal could send it back into your shoes, even though it left.
It's funny that the concept of Hefker based on Hefker can make it that it was never Hefker.
According to you, the way the Ran understands, even if somebody was kona during the first 3 days, it doesn't work.
If the person is chozer,
Baal is chozer after their kona,
correct,
it's still a good chazara.
Right, that's how I was.
You understood it again that it's the chachamim coming in. Okay, with the hefker based on hefker. Okay, even though he's chozer afterwards, they're making his chazara retroactive, and so the guy's kinyan doesn't work. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's just see if we could just pull together now that we have the background over here, as the three shittas in the Gemara, right? There are three shittas in the Gemara, how we learn this price. The first sheet in the Gemara is the Soma Deshas, which says that the ratio of the price is Rabbanan, and the Sefer is Rabbi Yossi. So that's what we explained until now. We understand the Sefer or the Braisa is definitely Rabbi Yossi's halacha. We might want to be ma'or, and rightfully so, that what does it have to do with the case of Hefker Lizman, right, that the Braisa talks about. If it's Rabbi Yossi Shita, that's Rabbi Yossi Shita always, that Hefker, you know, could always be Chayzer till someone was Zayche in it, right? Even if it's not Lizman, right? What does it have to do with Hefker Lizman? Right? The Ran pavons that. And the ratio of the Braisa, what we said was that the first halacha in the Braisa is, the first halacha in the Braisa, is we're saying that it's the Rabbanan Shita. That's why halacha is La'acha Gimel. So La'acha Gimel, that there's no special takana going on. That's like the Iker Hadin of La'acha. That's the din of La'acha Gimel. And the din is that you can't be Chayzer. That's the Shita Rabbanan. Hefker, that's the Yatz Mishusin, and you can't be Chayzer. The idea of Chazor Toich Gimel, that's Machmas, the din of Ramoim. What does the Ran say concerning the Sefer, as far as the Ramoim issue? Right,
because
that's not applicable b'chlal in the Sefer. Why not?
So when a person does the Zman, a Ramai wouldn't do it Lizman.
Mm-hmm. So that's all we need to know, right? Just that in this way there's no Ramois, because Ramai is not gonna, no reason for Ramai to do it Lizman if he plans on being Zich in afterwards. So that's good for what tells us that there's no Ramois over here. So that's why Ramois doesn't come into this would be the reason why the Braisa over here is talking about this case, because the halacha of Ramai really is relevant to Rabbi Yossi also. And now if that's so there should be a halacha of Toich Gimel, even according to Rabbi Yossi. Now it's granted that the Sefer Braisa is Rabbi Yossi, but there should be a din of Toich Gimel, which where you have the Takanas Ramoim. And the answer to that is that that's why the case over here is talking about a case where Ramai, the Chash Ramai doesn't apply. So that's why in the Sefer, you don't have the conditions of Ramai, of Teich Gimel, right? So that's regardless going to be, right? So in as much that according to this the Stam of the Shas, that Reisha and the Sefer are arguing Rabbi Yosef and Rabbanan, but there's no reason for them to argue concerning Takonas Ramoim, right? So So the reason why there's no Ramai Cheshbin in the Sefer is because that's the nature of the case, that if it was done this man, there's no Chashash Mois. Right? And you know, even Rabbanu agree to that. There's not Loib is that pligi. Okay. Now let's follow through the Gemara. Just see if we could just get the Hemshach Gemara. Now the Gemara says like this. Ula comes around and Ula says that we don't want to make that the ratio and the Sefer should be different. We have to make it that it's all one Tana. And what we're going to do over here is that we'll say that the entire Braisa is the Rabbanu. Now, the question on that will be that how is the Sefer the Rabbanu? The Sefer is Mevuyer. That if no one was Zoyche, then you could be Chayzer. According to the Rabbanu, when you make a Hefe, you can't be Chayzer. On that, so the Gemara as follows. The Gemara says that the Rabbanu agree that this person who made the Hefker Lizman, we see this person, we see what he's trying to do. What he's trying to do is he's trying to hold on to this as much as he can. And he's trying to make a very limited Hefker just for the purpose of patterning it from Trumas and Meisters. But as much as he can hold on to what he wants to. And therefore, that's why he's making it Lizman. And therefore, by the same token, that even during the time that it is Hefker, his intention is to make a compromised Hefker, which is basically the Tzura of Rabbi Yossi's Hefker. Which means, like we were discussing before, that you see from this point, this Gemara Ula holds that the Rabbanan also agree with Rabbi Yossi that if you properly tailor your Hefker, you could make a Hefker Rabbi Yossi. If a person stipulates that I want to make a Hefker, that it should remain in my Rishus, just to give the ability to others to be Zoicha, then one could make such a Hefker like that, and it'll remain in his Rishus, and he'll have the ability to be Chayzer, even Kuntra Abonim.
Just stuck in one thing that we see he's doing it in a limited fashion. There you go. In order to be putter from Chumas and Meiser, or Meiser, right? So,
right.
So do we see that? That's his reason behind it. I thought we said that doing the Zman isn't have to do with Meiser. It's just that he's trying to do it in a limited way.
Okay, you're right. Right. Then maybe we should back off of that. You're right. Right. That was a little contradiction. a good point. Right. It still might be relevant to know what the halacha is of Trumas and Meisers back upon him. Right. But this person, as far as a Ramai is concerned, we don't have that, right? He's making a full Hefker within these guidelines.
Right.
Right. Okay, you're right. Right.
I'm not going to answer this, but I would just put out a question whether Hefker Lizman patters from Meiser Bichlal. Might be a question of whether a Hefker Lizman even works to patter from Meiser.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Okay, but since in the context of the Ran, it seems like it would.
It would?
I think so. Okay, so what we just see right now is that we basically said that this that we originally thought, that the Sefer, the Braisa, is Rabbi Yossi because it's Mevuyer, you could be Chayzer on a Hefker, Zokt Ula, that doesn't have to be, it could be Rabbanan also, and in this situation, even without expressing specifically that you want to have a limited hefker, the hainu, that you want it to remain your rishos, it's understood that when a person makes it lizman, that's also what he wants to have, and that's why the Rabbanon over here, this hefker will have the same din as Rabbi Yossi, as Rabbi Yossi's hefker, that chazor is applicable, right, that he could be chazor. Okay, that's Ula's mahalach over here.
Would you hold a gav that this is the way that Rava would explain the Braisa also?
Right. That definitely is an option for Rava. Very good. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now let's see. So comes again Reish Lakish. Let's see Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish goes the opposite direction.
And Rish Lakish says that really
the Braisa is Rabbi Yossi. So the Sefer is understood, and the question is the ratio. Right? What's Pshat in the ratio? Right, the ratio of the halacha is that before three he could be chayzer. After three he can't be chayzer. This that he can't be chayzer after three is that the question is that l'chayzer is not Rabbi Yossi. So let's just see the Gemara over here. Zok the Gemara. Right, just see the words of the Gemara, and we'll try to end over here. Rish Lakish Omar with the Sefer Rabbi Yossi, Reish Nam Rabbi Yossi. The Reisha Haynu Taimo Delishdakach Teres Hefker. It's a special takonu, Zok the Gemara. Inochanami. This that La'acha Gimel you can't be chayzer is machmas a takono. Me'ikar adin according to Yossi, you really should be able to be chayzer. And this that you can't be chayzer is because of a takono. Look at the Ran, the bottom line in the Ran over here. Let's just pick up the Ran over here. You see the Ramas of Rish Lakish Omar. Mid the Sefer Beis Vishnam Rabbi Yossi. Udvukash loch if you ask Yehochi lach shloisha mar yen yochol lach saboy. If the Beis Vishnam you could always be choizer on a hefker. Haynu taimu. Vlo dushtak ach teres hefker. Kloimer, what does that mean? Inochanami. Dimidin Rabbi Yossi afilach shloisha yochol lach saboy. According to Rabbi Yossi, if it would be Iker Adin, Avada, you could be Chayzer. Ela Hainu Taimo, the reason for this is, the Amrinan Hochi, were we to leave this on the Iker Adin, which means that we will allow him to be Chayzer from his Hefker, or Sulameimar, then there's a concern over it. People will say, "The chiloi chaza b'nami v'zochah ba'achin." In a situation, the problem is going to be a problem in the event that, let's say, he wasn't chayzer. He wasn't chayzer, and someone else was going to be zayicha. Now, in truth, what happened over here is that if he wasn't a chayzer, so that person was zayicha min ahefker, and it's really potter. Right? But our concern is that the person that zayicha, he's looking at that if he would not have been zayicha, then the person could have been chayzer. His understanding of a chazora is that it's not hefker. All right, let's just, I don't have time to explain all these things, but let's just make the cheshbon. His understanding of chazora would be an indication that it wasn't hefker. Therefore, his chia, by the same token, also does not have a hefker, and therefore he'll think that it's taka mechuyev, and then we'll have a problem of, like the Gemara says, mafish b'nachiyev al haptur. Zok the Ran, let's just see the Ran inside. Zok the Ran like this. The Amir Nachi, were we to keep it on Iker Adin? There's a problem with the Iker Adin. Also, remember the chiloi zochu b'nami when the person himself is not choizer. If he's not choizer, and what? And someone else says, that person is going to think that he's not being zoicheid from the hefker. The kiva the mekamer the lizki bay hayoyochol mafke lachzaboy. From the fact that before his chia, that person could have been chayzer, he knows that, so he understands. Alma b'shusa havekoi. So it must have been his b'shus. V'nimtza she'ein ze zoicheid min ahefker. So he views that as not a zeichem min ahefker, elo mekabel matana. Therefore, v'kosav de mechayev v'maiser. So he thinks that it's mechayev v'maiser. V'osu lasurei mimokem acher olav. And therefore, we're afraid that he'll view it as a real mechayev v'maiser, and he'll be take off maisers from someplace else on this. V'havle menachiv el aptur, right? And who adin fakert. So zok the Gemara that there's a takhona over here. There's a takhona that Chazal was misakin that even Kontra Biyasi that granted that Me'ikar Hadin he could be Chayzer, but Chazal didn't want didn't want his chazorah to help. And the reason for that is because if his chazorah would help, then that would affect how someone would view it if he is zoyche, if he's zoyche. We want a person who's zoyche to realize that he's zoyche min ahefker and there is no chiyav mi'ikar hadin. So therefore we gave that same din by he himself. That even when he is zoyche, we are gonna still consider that we're not gonna allow him to be chayzer. Right? That's the halacha. Right? The halacha is that la'achar gimel chazor doesn't help. That's mitzad ha'takono. In order that the person who's zeiche should know that he's zeiche min ahefke. So we'll make it that he can't be chayzer. If he can't be chayzer, that it retains its hefker status. So who adin? When someone is zeiche, he'll see himself as a zeiche min ahefker, and then he'll know that this is takapotem ikra adin, and it won't come to have problems.
This is really for a case of a real hefker, and for a heilig yid.
What does that mean?
I mean, a normal person who says, for whatever reason, I'm moving to Zimbabwe and I'm mafker my field, and a Hela Giyad comes and he says, oh, you know, available field, I'm going to be kona this field, right?
Right.
That guy might have thought that because he could be chozer up until I took it, that really it's chayiv and meiser, and he's going to, now he's a Hela Giyad, he's going to take meisers, and he's going to come to this problem. Pater Allah or Nasr Allah Pater.
Right.
So because of this real case, a real Hefker case, they were gozer that after 3 days you can't be chozer, and therefore, so this guy will know that he got it really from Hefkers, and now he doesn't have to give Meisers. That's what it is.
Right.
Right.
So this Pe'etzem is a special takono mitzad as far as the din of Trumas and Meisers are concerned, but the Iker Hadin is in truth that you could be chayzer, right? You really be chayzer because taka, it wasn't yotzem, it was not yotzem mishusay. So let's say concerning nedorim is mitzad the ikar hadin. It was never yotzem mishusay, right? And it's that din, it remains in mishusay, and that's why it's also to be nana from it.
I'm not sure about that. I think there's Achilles Yaakov on this.
Yes.
That I saw in the Choveris. Because, I mean, why still? I mean, even it's in Sushrut, but he's koned from Hefker. So why should there be an Isser Hano? He didn't give it to him.
But that's the whole thing. I mean, that's the whole thing. Is that the...
So we have to know how do these two things coexist?
That because, in other words... Yeah. Because it was in his rishosim, directly went, even though it was hefker, it's considered hamal gabi nedar.
I hear what you're saying. There's certainly maybe a way to learn that way, but a lot of people ask on that way of learning because he's not really giving it to him. He's getting it from hefker. He's not a matana. If it was, you see, it's not a matana because it would pater from Meiser.
Right.
So that was a question you asked all the way at the beginning. If it's a matana, then how's it pater from Meiser? It's not a matana. He's getting it from Hefker. Right. So now you come back to the question. So why is he Aser Hana? He didn't give it to him. It's not a matana. So this is the question. So this is what the Kehillas Yaakov is really kind of dealing with this thing.
It's
a problem. I'm worried. I'm not sure what my shear is going.
People do. If you can't be frozen, then people take a Thank you.
some point we have to clarify.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Fine. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a cheshbon on this?
Yeah.
Do you hear the problem and you don't yet have an answer worked out? Or?
But I think I have to think it through. I think I hear a way out. But let me just have to work it through. Okay.
But you hear this question, right? That if it really is a hefker, then why is it usher to the mudir? He's taking it from hefker, and if it's not usher, if it's a matana, that's our cost at this point.